USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The Trump administration is diverting millions of dollars from disaster relief to border enforcement. The Department of Homeland Security announcing late yesterday that it's moving $271 million to Immigration and Customs Enforcement, including $155 million from the Federal Emergency Management Agency's Disaster Relief Fund. Democratic lawmakers criticizing the transfer, saying it should not come, especially during hurricane season. The U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs is now looking into 11 suspicious deaths at a West Virginia medical center. The agency says it was investigating potential wrongdoing at the Lewis A. Johnson VA Center in Clarksburg. Democratic Senator Joe Manchin of West Virginia says at least one of those deaths is a confirmed homicide. But further details have not been released, and this is USA Radio News.
You knew the risks when you decided to drive drunk. There could be a crash. People could get hurt or killed. But that didn't stop you, did it? You knew you could get arrested. You could incur huge legal expenses. And you could possibly even lose your job. You were well aware of the consequences of driving drunk. But one thing's for sure. You were wrong when you said it was no big deal. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by NHTSA.
To thank you for helping build MyPillow into the big company that it's become, Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, has created the new Radio Listener Special. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the new Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, and you can get deep discounts on the new body pillow, on regular MyPillow, the travel pillows, the Giza Dreams bed sheets, lots of savings there. MyPillow.com, use promo code USA and save on everything on the website.
Sometimes called the Donald Trump of the UK, British Prime Minister Boris Johnson's asking the Queen to suspend Parliament, a move that's infuriating his opponents who accuse him of limiting their opportunity to derail his Brexit plans. Johnson says he'll set October 14th for a Queen's speech that would formally open a new session of Parliament, where he says he'll set out his agenda.
There will be ample time on both sides of that crucial October the 17th summit, ample time in Parliament for MPs to debate the EU, debate Brexit, and all the other issues. Ample time.
Tropical storm Dorian expected to pick up strength today, heading towards Puerto Rico, which it should strike late today or tonight. It could then affect the southern and central portions of Florida this weekend. AT&T workers across the southeast have just ended a strike that began back on Friday. And this is USA Radio News.
Every hiring manager knows that a company is only as good as the people it's made from. So where do you find the best people? That may surprise you.
Meet the grads of life. Young adults of unique determination and experience. An ideal fit for your company in an entry-level position, internship, or even mentorship. They might not have every qualification you typically look for, but they're exactly who your company needs.
This is talent worth knowing about.
Go to gradsoflife.org to learn how to find, cultivate, and train this great pool of untapped talent. Brought to you by the Ad Council and gradsoflife.org.
Iowa Congressman Steve King's words are, well, again, getting him in some unwanted trouble and getting some unwanted attention as during a town hall meeting in Iowa, he reportedly joked about China forcing Muslims in that nation to adopt the Chinese diet, including making them eat pork. King remarked that he agreed with that, adding, quote, everybody ought to eat pork. King has previously come under fire for comments about not providing exceptions for rape and incest and abortion bans and a lot of other things as well. Alabama state Republicans are urging congressional lawmakers to remove Minnesota Congresswoman Ilhan Omar from office. That state party has urged the Alabama congressional delegation to begin the process to expel the freshman Democrat. Omar is a Somali refugee and naturalized American. She became one of the first two Muslim women elected to Congress in 2018. The Minnesota Democrat sparking controversy recently over her comments regarding U.S.-Israeli issues. And prosecutors are dropping charges against Philadelphia rapper Meek Mill in exchange for a guilty plea on a lesser charge. The two sides negotiated a deal to drop the charges in a decades-long legal battle, a judge accepting Mill's plea yesterday morning. Find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.